Hello, book lovers and bookworms. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Rachel.
And this is books, books, and more books.
We got it. Okay, today's the intro show.
That's right. This is the first show of the series where we will be doing all things books.
That means we will be talking about books, debating books, and we'll have book-related guests. So, like she said, books.
Today, we will start talking about Harry Potter. We will have up to two parts about the first two or three books, and most likely we'll have more podcasts about books 4 through 7, being up to three parts.
Now, if you are a book lover, hopefully you have read or heard about the Harry Potter books. Not the movies. The movies don't count. Deal with it. Anyway, if not, you should get started before someone puts the Imperius curse on you. You'll understand. That also means this podcast has spoilers, as most likely will all of our podcasts, because we're talking about books we've read, so yeah.
Speaking of the Imperius curse, I wonder if there are followers of He Who Shall Not Be Named in Hogwarts, Harry's first and second year, other than those we already know of, a.k.a. Coral.
Well, first of all, fear of the name only increases fear of the thing itself. So, you know, Voldemort, not He Who Shall Not Be Named, because Voldemort. Anyway, second, I'm sure there were followers. They probably said they didn't know what they were doing or had a really good reason. Dumbledore probably gave them a second chance, like Snape.
Yeah, Dumbledore is very, very nice and trusting. Speaking of which, good use of the Dumbledore quote. So there probably were. But we'll never know. I'm sure you heard, but there is going to be a movie about Beedle and Bard's Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them coming out. I think they are working on it now and have set it release for 2017. There's also going to be a fan-made movie about Snape and the Marauders. That seems very interesting.
Definitely interesting. And I mean, I guess they can't get it exact because, you know.
Unless, of course, they had info from J.K. Rowling herself, but that seems almost impossible.
But still, it should be good. I hope it's good.
Especially since it's Harry Potter, because I don't think there's going to be another Harry Potter book, unless it's a fan-made book, but like by J.K. Rowling herself. I think she herself has said not that she's not doing another book. So, yeah, that's sad, but that means that there's going to be tons of fan-made stuff. That's going to be fun.
Yay! Okay, anyway, so that's pretty much all the time we have. Be sure to join us for the next part of this podcast, more Harry Potter.
The release will be Monday, so tune in and we probably will hopefully we'll take some dread out of the Monday dreariness.
I mean, see you later. Try. Anyway, from books, books, and more books.
All right, welcome back. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And this is books, books, and more books.
Yes.
Okay, today we start where we left off, Harry Potter. We want to talk more in depth about the first 2 to 3 books.
For me, my favorite book is the third, as we get introduced to my favorite character, Sirius Black. I know he isn't a bad guy at first, well, we think he is, but then he turns out to be good, and it's all just a big misunderstanding. The only way to describe it is a heart, change of heart story, and those are my favorite kind of stories. So, what's your favorite, Rachel?
My favorite is the second, because the second is great, because Ginny and Harry become a thing. Well, not really, but I mean, it starts. I'm doing a little heart for those of you who can't see us, which is everyone, but you know, doing a little heart.
Yeah, the second book is pretty good, I have to agree. The only thing is, those two books and any of the other books wouldn't have existed without the first one, so we kind of have to give that one credit too.
Yeah, the first one was good. But anyway, but it's still not my all-time favorite, we'll get into later. But anyway.
I did hear, though, a theory of the first book that the snake that Harry freed was then becoming Voldemort's snake. Only thing with that, though, is Voldemort's snake is a Horcrux, and so it had to be with him when he killed someone, and
that snake was
before Harry destroyed him, basically.
Yeah, he didn't even do a
sword. So unless that snake was then caught after that and put into a thing, or Voldemort put him into a casing to be safe, then yeah. But I don't think Voldemort's that smart. Especially since he died at 71, and most wizards try to become,
they
live to be like 100 or more, and he died earlier than that. So,
because
he's trying to become immortal.
So, yeah. That it was. Anyway, alright. So anyway, that definitely didn't happen. Sorry. I mean, it probably didn't. I guess we don't know. That would be kind of cool. But anyway, Voldemort's snake, Nagini, if you have a complaint with how I pronounce it, deal with it. Just, you know, post a comment, be polite. Anyway, there's a Horcrux. We will get into that on future Harry Potter podcasts, which are not coming up soon, are they? They'll probably be after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay, after Thanksgiving.
Or before Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah.
So anyways. Another thing about the second book is Dobby, who I love.
No, it's Dobby.
I pronounce Dobby. It's much cuter and it fits him.
But it's Dobby. It is Dobby. It will always be Dobby. Dobby forever.
Well, whatever. How do you guys pronounce it? That's another thing to comment.
Yes, please be polite and respectful. Don't. Be completely hateful, that's mean. I don't really have anything else to say on that, do you?
No, other than that's all the time we have for today. Next time, we will be talking about King Chronicles, Percy Jackson, and Rick Gordon's new series, Magnus Chase. So basically, all things Rick Gordon.
I can't tell you guys how much I love him. I love him. So much. I love J.K. Rowling, Timmy. You haven't even seen the worst of me yet. It will get worse as time goes on. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. Well,
see you later, friend.